The Bible says that Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. Can you believe that, my friend? In other words, I guess we could say he went back. But went back to what? Went back into the world. My friend, can I encourage you? Never go back, but press on to Christ. Don't let anything crowd Jesus out of your heart.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you with us today, and we are in the book of Mark, chapter 8, beginning to read with the 34th verse. And when he had called the people to himself, with his disciples also, he said to them, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it." We're dealing with true Christianity. What does it mean to be a true Christian or a follower of Jesus Christ? Well, my friend, true Christianity is this. It is a life of self-denial and a life that follows after Christ. You know, some have the notion that you can be saved and then live your life however you want to live, as if you're a free agent and you can go and do as you please. But my friend, that's not what the Bible teaches. I don't care what anybody else says. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible teaches that for the child of God, that there is a cut, there is a separation, there is a coming out of, if you will. We no longer live for ourselves, but now we live unto God. You know, we don't live to please ourselves, but we live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. We are bought with a price, therefore, we are no longer our own. We were bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We belong to Him. We're servants of the Most High God. Therefore, we are to be pleasing unto God. You know, verse 34 tells us that Jesus was calling the people and the disciples unto himself. And my beloved, I can say that God is still calling people to himself today. He calls to that one that's in the depths of sin. He calls to the backslider. He calls to the self-righteous. He calls to the religious. He calls to the good person as well as the bad. If we would just stop and listen, I believe that we will sense the tugging of the Holy Spirit on our hearts. There He is calling, desiring for us to come and drink of that living water, to eat of the bread of life, the manna that comes from heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, my friend, Jesus calls out and He desires for you to sup with Him. Oh, Christian, thank God that He calls. He called out to you and you answered that call. You came to Jesus and He saved you and He washed you and He cleansed you and He gave you a new life. Now you have never been the same. The church, the ecclesia, or we could say the called out ones, has been called out of sin, called out of the world to serve the living God. We have been called out of Egypt, not to go back to it, but to continue on in this journey of faith and to serve the Lord. Why would we ever want to go back? What does the world have to offer compared to Christ? What riches could the world hold to Christ? Oh, Demas, having loved this present world, forsook Paul, went back to the old life. Lot's wife looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. My beloved, I want to encourage you. I want to exhort you today. Never go back, but press on to Christ. Don't let anything crowd Jesus out of your heart. Don't let anything push Jesus out, but press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Serve the Lord and follow Him with all of your heart. Jesus called, and then He said this, "Whosoever will come after me, then what? Let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Now that's very, very important, very important. This passage talks about a life of self-denial. A true Christian life is a life of Christ and not a life of self. So my friend, serve God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.